New York has kicked off a Global New York program created to help businesses expand to foreign markets. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul Wednesday at the Albany Marriott launched the Global New York Fund Tour, which will visit the state's 10 economic development regions. Businesses will be given information as to how they can tap into $35 million in funding available through grant and loan programs.
What we find is that there's many businesses who are intrigued with the possibility of expanding their operations abroad, but they just don't have the technical know-how, they don't have the resources, and there's really an intimidation factor of trying to figure out how to do business in a foreign country.
Hochul encourages any company interested in international trade to hook up with Global New York and explore how the state's no-cost, one-stop shopping services can stimulate growth.
Literally, there's money on the table now, up to $500,000 for bricks and mortar investments that they need to expand to be able to take a product overseas, but also giving them even smaller grants to help them fund a trip to a trade show or to go to visit a foreign country. Barriers that in the past may have prevented businesses from pursuing this opportunity, and the governor wants to make it easy on them.
Those loans of up to $500,000 are available for companies to purchase equipment and inventory needed to deliver on export-related contracts and provide working capital to support foreign accounts receivable. Empire State Development is providing grants of up to $25,000 to help companies start exporting or increase their global exports. Erin Cole is Senior Vice President of Global New York.
They can have a wide range of activities covered by the grants. It could be anything from participating in trade shows or trade missions, translating materials for foreign market, obviously, meeting foreign regulatory requirements. Empire State Development is going to provide a 50% match to the company's 50% cash match. So basically, we're reducing the risk for companies to export or to increase their exports.
Cole says ESD will also be working in partnership with lenders to extend financing to New York companies seeking to create or expand direct exports or to service suppliers to larger exporters.
We have two components under the loan fund. The loan loss reserve, a company goes directly to the bank, and the bank sets the terms of the loan, but ESD offers a 10% loan loss reserve to the bank in case of default. The second program that we have is very specific to like the fermented and distilled beverages, so wineries, cideries, distilleries. They can get a 0% loan from Empire State Development directly, from $10,000 to $50,000. That, again, is really 50% of the total project cost.
Again, Hochul.
Bottom line is that we've got enormous trading partners already, Canada being number one. There's a lot more opportunity for New York businesses to do business in Canada, sell their products there, but the world is awaiting.
First stops on the Global New York Tour Fund were Albany and Utica. 11 more events are planned. The list is posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.